This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is 360-degree feedback, and how to use it effectively in your workplace? The complete guide to gathering feedback from every direction that matters. In short, 360-degree feedback is a structured process that gathers input about an employee from multiple sources, including their manager, peers, and direct reports, to create a fuller picture of how they communicate and perform. It reveals blind spots that a single manager's view will miss. It only works when people trust that their honesty will not be used against them. The feedback means nothing without a clear plan for what to change next. Definition: 360-degree feedback is a structured feedback process in which an employee receives input from multiple sources: their manager, their peers, their direct reports, and often themselves. It is designed to give a more complete and honest picture of how that person communicates, leads, and works. You handed someone feedback and watched them go quiet. Not the thoughtful kind of quiet, the shutdown kind. And later you found out they had no idea that was how people experienced them. That is the gap 360-degree feedback is designed to close. One person's view of another is always partial. A manager sees certain things. Colleagues see different things. Direct reports see things neither of those people ever would. When you gather all of that input together, patterns emerge that no single conversation could reveal. In this article, you will understand exactly what 360-degree feedback is, why it matters for real communication development, and how to use it in ways that build trust rather than damage it. If you want to explore how to create the conditions where this kind of honest input can happen, what psychological safety is, and how it drives team performance is worth reading alongside this. Here, we focus on the 360-degree feedback process itself. What 360-degree feedback actually means in practice. 360-degree feedback is a multi-rater process. Instead of one person evaluating another, a group of people who work closely with someone each share structured input about how that person communicates and operates. In practice, this means an employee receives written responses from their manager, several peers, and, if they lead others, their direct reports. They also complete a self-assessment. The responses are compiled, usually anonymously for peer and direct report input, and shared as a consolidated report. The aim is not to produce a score. The aim is to surface patterns. Here is what that looks like in real life. A project manager believes she communicates expectations clearly. Her manager agrees, but three of her direct reports, independently, describe feeling confused about priorities after team meetings. That gap between self-perception and others' experience is exactly what 360-degree feedback is built to reveal. No one-to-one conversation would have surfaced it this clearly. This is why the tool matters. It is not about collecting opinions. It is about giving people accurate information about how they actually come across, so they can make real changes. Done well, it is one of the most powerful developmental instruments available in any workplace. The role of communication in meeting success shows how patterns like these play out in real team settings. Why 360-degree feedback matters for workplace communication. Here is the truth of it: most people are operating on incomplete information about themselves. Not because they are not thoughtful, but because no single relationship at work gives you the full picture. When 360-degree feedback is used well, several things change. Blind spots become visible. A person might be warm and collaborative with their peers, but come across as dismissive to junior colleagues. No performance review catches that. Structured multi-rater input does, consistently and with enough detail to act on. Self-awareness improves measurably. When someone reads the same theme described by five different people in five different ways, it lands differently than hearing it once from a manager. It is harder to dismiss. It prompts genuine reflection. Communication patterns get addressed at the root. Rather than reacting to individual incidents, a 360 process reveals the underlying habits that create those incidents. That is where real development happens. Trust in the feedback process grows over time. When people see that giving honest input leads to genuine change, they invest more in the next round. The process builds on itself. Managers develop too. Upward feedback, gathered carefully and anonymously, gives leaders information they almost never receive through normal channels. That information, handled with courage, makes better managers. The daily reality is this: without structured multi-rater input, development conversations are guesswork. With it, they become specific, evidence-based, and far more likely to produce lasting change. If you're building feedback culture in your team, understanding how feedback loops boost team performance will give you the broader context for why this matters. How to recognize strong 360-degree feedback in your workplace. You know 360-degree feedback is working when you see these signs. Number 1. Honest participation. Respondents take the time to give specific, considered input rather than generic ratings. They trust that their honesty will be used constructively, not traced back to them, and not used to punish the person they are reviewing. Number 2. Consistent themes across sources. When a manager, 3 peers, and 2 direct reports all mention the same communication habit independently, that is signal, not noise. Strong 360 processes surface these patterns clearly, rather than producing a jumble of contradictory impressions. Number 3. Genuine reflection from the recipient. The person receiving the feedback sits with it before responding. They do not immediately defend themselves or explain away the difficult parts. They ask questions. They look for the truth in what they have been given. Number 4. A specific action plan follows. The feedback leads somewhere concrete. The individual identifies one or two areas to focus on and commits to observable changes. Vague intentions like communicate better do not count. Specific commitments like I will send a written summary of priorities after every project meeting do. Number 5. Follow-up happens. 3 or 4 months later, someone checks in. Were the changes made? What did others notice? Has anything shifted? The follow-up is what makes their original process credible. Without it, 360 feedback becomes a box-ticking exercise that no one takes seriously. Number 6. The process feels safe. People speak about the 360 process without anxiety. They do not worry about retaliation. They do not privately coach others on what to write. The integrity of the process is protected, and everyone can see that it is. These characteristics do not arrive all at once. They build over several rounds, as people see the process used well and trust it more each time. Common misconceptions about 360-degree feedback. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about 360-degree feedback. Misconception. 360-degree feedback is a performance rating tool. The truth. It is a developmental tool. The moment you attach it to pay decisions or promotion criteria, you change what people write. Respondents start managing their own risk rather than giving honest input. The feedback becomes political, not useful. Keep it firmly in the development lane, separate from formal appraisal processes. Misconception. More respondents means better feedback. The truth. Quality matters far more than quantity. 5 people who work closely with someone and know their communication patterns well will give you far more useful input than 20 people who barely interact with them. Choose respondents who have real, sustained experience of the person's behavior at work. A thoughtful group of 5 is worth more than a crowd of 20 strangers with a rating scale. Misconception. The feedback will speak for itself. The truth. Raw feedback, without context or support, often creates defensiveness rather than growth. Most people need help interpreting what they have received, identifying the key themes, and deciding what to do next. A manager or coach sitting alongside someone to work through the results is not optional. It is where the real value is created. How to give feedback that strengthens teams instead of breaking them covers the delivery side of this in more depth. The short takeaway is this. 360-degree feedback is only as good as the intention behind it and the support surrounding it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. 360-degree feedback in real workplace situations. Here is what 360-degree feedback looks like when it is, and is not, present. Scenario 1. The manager who did not know. A senior manager had led his team for 4 years with strong results. His annual reviews were positive, but his team found him unapproachable on difficult topics. They simply stopped raising problems with him early. A 360 process revealed this pattern clearly, described in almost identical terms by 4 different direct reports. He was genuinely surprised. With that information, he changed how he opened his one-to-one meetings and asked his team directly for early warnings. Within 2 quarters, the team reported feeling heard. He could not have made that specific change without that specific information. Scenario 2. The peer feedback nobody gave. A mid-sized marketing team skipped formal 360 feedback, relying instead on annual reviews and occasional informal conversations. One team member consistently interrupted colleagues in meetings and talked over quieter voices. Everyone noticed. Nobody said anything directly. The behavior continued for 2 years, quietly corroding the team's willingness to speak up. A structured process with anonymous peer input would have surfaced this in a first round. Without it, the pattern became entrenched. Understanding how to handle conflict during meetings shows what happens when these issues are left too long. Scenario 3. The leader who used it well. A department head used 360 feedback as part of her own annual development process. She shared the themes from her results with her team, named the 2 areas she was working on, and asked them to call her out if they noticed her slipping back. That act of transparency changed the culture of her team more than any training program could. People started giving each other direct feedback, informally, because their leader had modeled it. What these scenarios share is simple, honest, structured input from multiple directions changes what is possible. Without it, people are left guessing. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about 360-degree feedback. Use it for development, not judgment. The moment this process becomes a rating or ranking tool, it loses its power. People stop being honest, and the whole thing collapses into performance theatre. Protect the anonymity of respondents. If people fear their input will be traced, they will not give you the truth. Guide the process carefully and say clearly, in advance, exactly how the responses will be handled. Do not skip the debrief. Giving someone a written report and walking away is not enough. Sit with them. Help them find the signal in the noise. Ask what surprised them. That conversation is where change begins. Follow up every single time. A 360 process that leads nowhere is worse than no process at all. It tells people their honesty did not matter. Set a follow-up date before you close the initial conversation. Start with yourself. If you want your team to engage honestly with this process, be the first to go through it. Share what you learned. Model the courage it takes to hear difficult things and act on them. If you want to go further, the SPI method for giving feedback that unifies instead of divides gives you a practical framework for turning 360-degree feedback themes into clear, actionable conversations. And if you want to turn those conversations into a real improvement plan, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan is the natural next step. This much I know for certain. 360-degree feedback, done with integrity and followed through with courage, is one of the most honest gifts you can give someone in your workplace. Frequently asked questions. What is 360-degree feedback? 360-degree feedback is a process where an employee receives structured input from multiple sources: their manager, their peers, and their direct reports, as well as their own self-assessment. It gives a fuller, more honest picture of how someone actually communicates and performs at work. How does 360-degree feedback work in the workplace? The process typically involves selecting a group of respondents who work closely with the individual, collecting anonymous written feedback through a structured questionnaire, and then sharing a compiled report with the employee. A manager or coach usually helps interpret the results and build an action plan. What is the difference between 360-degree feedback and a regular performance review? A standard performance review reflects one person's view, usually the direct manager. 360-degree feedback gathers input from multiple directions simultaneously, revealing patterns that a single reviewer would miss. It is broader, richer, and often more accurate for understanding communication and interpersonal behaviors. How do you use 360-degree feedback effectively? Use it for development, not discipline. Be clear with respondents about how their input will be used. Give the individual time to reflect on the results before discussing them. Then build a specific, focused action plan based on the most consistent themes in the feedback. Is 360-degree feedback anonymous? In most well-designed systems, peer and direct report feedback is anonymous to encourage honest responses. Manager feedback is usually attributed. Anonymity only works when respondents genuinely trust it will be protected, which is why the process must be handled with care and clear communication from the start. What are the biggest mistakes people make with 360-degree feedback? The three most common mistakes are using it as a substitute for ongoing feedback, treating it as a performance rating tool rather than a developmental one, and failing to follow up with a clear action plan. Without follow-through, the process loses credibility and people stop engaging honestly. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.